T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. And you know what? After that, I'm pretty sure Decatur just woke up. We are live at the Publix in Decatur at Sam's Crossing, and they are already open. So come on in. 6 a.m. opened up for us. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbill. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Publix.
Yes.
I'll take that today.
Yes, that's right. You're welcome.
She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, a tofu tasting, Miss Allie Mack. We've got the commissioner, G-Unit Gordon Robinson in the house and back at home, waving creepily to an empty studio, thinking about a vanilla frosty, Mr. Dylan Tylon Matthews.
Vanilla frosty would be good right now.
Monkey right there.
Yes, I did.
You almost went to the Mississippi monkey for a minute.
I almost went a COVID herpes monkey.
Yes, you did. You almost went to the okay. Anyways,
we are live here at the Publix, like I said, at Sam's Crossing in Decatur. And I've already had a bear claw, so a sugar high we are in the midst of it. I've already had an orange juice, so I'm probably going to let Allie take over now because I'm kind of bouncing off the walls over here.
I mean, you're high right now. You're going to crash soon, but Ron is taking great care of us. Yes, we have orange juice. We've got donuts. We've got coffee. Lots going on out here at Publix. If you want to put it in your GPS, the address is 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur, and you can come out and see us. They are open right now, like Bo mentioned. Mm-hmm. Opened early, so come on in. See us. Say hi. Get your goodies for this weekend, your supplies for the tailgate, whatever you need.
Yeah, yep. Maybe some Halloween candy, whatever. I mean,
just no candy corn. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Shout out to the Brookhaven Police Department last week for them trying to be very nice and buying the candy corn. I wasn't in on the joke at first, and then I realized they were laughing at me. Then I was like, okay, cool.
I'm gonna need the Decatur Police Department to roll by. I mean, just to hang out and say, hey, I want to meet all the law enforcement. Hey, that way, if you ever leave here, and if I'm leaving later, and I might be going 10 over, hey, no, it's cool. I'm Squidbilly. Remember you? We met earlier. I gave you a bear claw.
I love the amount of falconry in here. Allie, I don't know if you noticed the Coca-Cola wall over here.
Oh, yeah.
Just unbelievable. This is a really, really nice Publix, I got to say. This is a really, really top-notch, man. Happy to be here.
I just noticed something. I don't know who did this, but I was positioned perfectly when I looked to my left, and I see the meats sign. Perfect for the meat man. I'm the meat man. It's like, so now I know where I can go find my meat for this weekend.
You do love your meat.
Okay, the address one more time.
No one else will.
2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave, Decatur. It is 6:06 and we are off the rails already. If you stop by, I promise you'll get a show between these two. As far as your headlines this morning, here's what's happened since we last got to chat. The Ravens won last night in Thursday Night Football, beat the Dolphins 28-6. Lamar Jackson made his return and threw 4 touchdown passes. Nebraska's Matt Rhule signed a 2-year extension through 2032. Blue Jays could take the World Series tonight. They lead over the Dodgers 3-2. Game 6 is tonight in Toronto at 8. And usually the phrase is no news is good news, but I'm not sure that's the case with no news on Trae Young. Hawks play tonight against the Pacers. Pregame starts at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is at 7. But again, we're still waiting to hear what's going on since he left the game the other night.
Yeah, he's not going to play tonight, which is unfortunate. Doesn't mean anything long term, but you know, you can start to draw your conclusions. And I think you're right, and Bo mentioned this earlier. It's like the fact that we haven't heard, mm-hmm. and there's been no clearing. It's frustrating, to say the least. So, yeah, I'm kind of holding my breath looking at that situation with everything we've got going on with that Hawks team, with the expectations that there were coming into this season. I would love to, you know, just hear somebody hit us with the whisper of everything's cool, but it's not. So yeah. Here we are.
When you don't hear anything, you start to create your own narratives and your own – you finish the story. Your brain needs to finish the story, and that's what's happening right
yeah,
now
spot
with no
on.
News.
Yeah, you can't – but I don't want to be the, oh, you just got to block it out. But you really can't worry about that. You're playing a team in Indiana who has not won yet this year, to my knowledge. And, you know, what you've got to do, they're 0-4. You got to go and get your third win. You got to get back to .500 and kind of – right the ship a little bit. You started out 1-3. It's not an ideal start. You've lost your superstar for, I don't know, indefinite. So the guys that are out there need to kind of go step up. Beat a team that's a little bit down. That's a team that went to the finals. And now that they have some injuries, obviously, coming into the season. So you can't – don't play with your food. Just beat them. Don't be a slump buster or a get right game, as Falcons fans call themselves these days. Go get a win for the Hawks, get to .500, and now start to look ahead.
Yeah, real quick before we get to the football stuff, I do want to ask this NBA Cup that obviously starts with this game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody care?
No.
I mean, I find myself caring more this year because they made a run last year. Where I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Are they doing the weird courts again?
Yep.
Okay, well, then I'll...
That's how you know.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it's just they're just so drastically off-putting. Like, they almost hurt your eyes, some of these courts. I mean, it's some of them are, like, bright red with, like, just... Like, I don't know. I don't like... I like my court to look like a hardwood.
Yeah. Well, I think if that's the biggest issue with it, then I'm cool. You know what I mean? Like, I don't... I just... I'm gonna probably just... follow along with it, you know, outside of the Hawks for just a little bit. See if the Hawks can make a run.
I almost,
I'm just curious.
Well, the Hawks court actually looks pretty good. Even it is exactly what I said, the bright red. But it's got the Hawk, like the old school. I see the old school, the mid-90s Hawk logo in it.
Yeah.
That actually looks pretty cool.
It. Yeah, it looks awesome.
You know what I think, though, is going to irritate some people? I think the winner of the Cup should automatically make it, at the minimum, the play-in.
I don't disagree with that.
Because what's the point of doing it then? Like, what is the point? What is the point of doing it?
Just money right now, I feel like.
I know, but
I don't know, but the playoffs in the NBA is so watered down already that I hate to just throw a team that was good for, you know, in the beginning of the season.
But hold on a second. You're already going to get
– we'd be on the verge of doing some NASCAR stuff.
You're already going to get, like, a 39-44 team or some – or 43 team in the play-in round anyways.
Yeah.
So what's – and it would make them – It would make, you know, for a team, think about like, I don't know, who's a bottom barrel team that's going to be, like the Nets, right? The Nets are 0-5. What if the Nets, like, somehow they win 5 games in the next 20, but they're all like the in-season tournament, and all of a sudden now they're like, hey, well, they got a shot to make the playoffs
because
of that, and they're at least going to be the play-in, and then, you know, you never know, but I mean, what else? If I'm a Nets fan, I have no reason to watch their season.
Well, the problem is, you can't liken this to NASCAR, but you and I have had this conversation on air. If you win the first race of the season, they total 500, you're in the playoffs.
Which I don't like.
And I hate it. That's my point. Is I'm like, I hate that, because what does that guy do? He wins the Daytona 500, then he's like, man, we can try out some things for the rest of the year. We don't really have to worry about winning a race. We're already in the playoffs.
And I know the championship weekends at NASCAR, we're way off base now. If NASCAR really wants to get it right, they would make it where you have to qualify in the points and have a win, not just get a win and be outside of like the top. I think you got to be in the top with 16,
yep,
and have a win. That, not just get a win and be only in the top. I think it's top 30.
Yeah,
right now.
I could go off on this forever, but I'm not going to, Allie, because I can see you're ready to turn the page.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Well, I'm glad, actually, that you brought up the NASCAR championship, because we will be having a little bit of fun with that coming up when you make your picks at 7:40.
I'm ready.
All right. So that'll be at 7:40. But, hey, this weekend, Falcons, of course, we know, play the Patriots on the road. Pregame with Mike and Bo here. We'll start at 11 on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is at 1 with Wes and Arch. We did get some injury updates yesterday. Michael Penix and Drake London are both day-to-day. They were limited.
Them and the rest of the starting lineup.
Yeah, apparently. Basically.
Be careful what you read. I did read someone putting a wrong injury report out there, but the injury report yesterday was brutal. I mean, pretty much everybody was limited in practice. But the reality is hear me out. This is positive squid. I came away with it going, hey, we didn't have one guy that didn't participate. Not one guy. Zach Harrison, who the day before did not participate. Casey Washington, who the day before did not participate. Leonard Floyd, who the day before did not participate. They all were out there, and they were going through it in some way, shape, or form. The Storm Norton thing being a full participation, it is a full-on, and based on Raheem's statement, I believe it was either Monday or Wednesday, I can't remember which presser, but it is a full-on competition right now for the right tackle spot.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that all pans out, and I'm with you. Obviously, you're happy everybody's back and at least participating. Doesn't mean they're going to play, but they're participating. And there was a little bit of wind taken out of my sails Wednesday as we're talking about our defense, and we're like, who needs to have a good day? And I'm like, Leonard Floyd has to have a good weekend. You know what I mean? And then you look at the injury report, it's like, did not participate, Leonard Floyd. I'm like, oh, God, that's not good. Because I really think that he can be an integral part of the way we're, you know, going to approach defending New England. And I think we have to, and we have to be good out on the edges, and we have to be able to good against the tight end blocks and everything else going on. So I'm with you, man. It was overall good news, but I'm waiting on even more to hopefully come down today.
I think we talked about this earlier in the week. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this at some point. If I had to take one guy that didn't play Sunday and take one player that didn't play Sunday, and I can give him – and I will say he's back this week. Who is it?
Mine is Drake London. I think that you're probably going to go a different route, but mine would be Drake London. When we talked about the offensive players alone, talk about Michael Penix as opposed to Drake London, and my thought was if Drake London was on the field, Kirk Cousins might be a lot better. If Michael Penix is on the field without Drake London, I don't know that we get that much of a different result. So
I honestly think Drake London is a great pick. I could go about four different defensive players.
Yeah.
But I'm going Jalen Walker because I think his skill set might be needed now more than ever for this team. I think he is – first off, he's the best edge defender we have against the run as far as an actual edge player. The edges, the pass rushers, the Jalen Walkers, the Leonard Floyds, the James Pierce Juniors, Arnold Ebiketie. I think Jalen Walker's the best already. I think he's the most instinctual. I think his technique is the best about not allowing himself to get constantly pinned to the inside, which is one thing that we saw last week. Floyd had a couple of times. Pierce has had it two games in a row, and I know he's working on it. That was the weakness of his game coming in, and he's trying to get better. But I think it makes your edge, your perimeter rush defense better right there. I could go with Zach Harrison because he can do it all. But I think Jalen Walker for me. Plus, you can move him around everywhere. He has a skill set that no one else on the defense really has.
Well, because it is Falcons Friday, we're going to continue to preview this game, let you hear more from Raheem and Zach going into this weekend. It's next with the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Decatur on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.